Guillaume promised, and with the instrument lodged securely in his breast, rushed like a whirlwind to call his flock. Off to a lonely hill he took them, where they could browse contentedly upon the thick short grass, and where none could overhear him while he tried the flute. His fingers shook, and his breath came fast as he pressed the instrument to his lips, and drew out a feeble note. It was shrill and thin and unlovely. Guillaume winced with disappointment. Nevertheless, he knew that beautiful sounds dwelt in the flute, and he was determined to call them out. So he persevered. Over and over he breathed carefully into the slender tube. Over and over he pressed his fingers now upon this hole, now upon that, to make the notes. At last, to his delight, one pure mellow note rewarded him. Each morning after that, he pleaded to be allowed to take the instrument with him. His mother, having discovered that he always brought it back uninjured even by a single scratch, humored him, saying from time to time, "Some day, my little Guillaume, thou shalt learn of François how to play upon it. Some day, when thou art older."